I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, we discuss the art of writing with a writer named Wright, and I'm going to have to get some new writers. But first, what do you think of those Louisville Hornets? No? Well, if that doesn't sit right, try on the Louisville Kings for size. Members of the Louisville Metro Council have spent $60,000 in recent months to try to attract an NBA team, with franchises in New Orleans and Sacramento being the most likely candidates. Dan Kleppel wrote about the council's efforts for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and he joins me now by phone. Dan, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Attorney Bruce Miller is leading the city's efforts, and so far he's billed the city nearly $60,000 for such services as Googling and preparing to-do lists. Mr. Miller spearheaded four previous unsuccessful attempts to bring the NBA to Louisville. What makes the council hope that this time will be different?
Yeah, we've been down this road before in Louisville, and I'm not sure what exactly is different this time. Mr. Miller would tell us he has a major investor, he calls it a behemoth investor, on the line, who is willing to either purchase an existing franchise or purchase an expansion franchise if the NBA decides to go in that direction and bring that franchise to Louisville. Mr. Miller, though, is widely known for being very optimistic when he tries to put together these deals. And as you mentioned, there were four previous attempts that didn't really end well for Louisville. He has spent $60,000, and the Courier-Journal obtained his invoices through a public records request. He's also made contact with potential investors all over the country and from as far away as China and Mexico. And there are at least five NBA teams that he has made contact with, according to his invoices. So there does appear to be a little bit of work that has been done there as well.
You mentioned a behemoth investor, or at least Mr. Miller did. Is said investor remaining anonymous, or do we have any idea who it might be?
Mr. Miller won't name him. In fact, he wouldn't even tell us if the person lives in this country or abroad. He also says there are between 15 and 25 what he termed as minority investors who are interested in becoming minority investors. But you did mention, you know, there are a couple of NBA teams that are sort of in play right now. The Hornets, the NBA has taken over ownership in New Orleans, so the league will be looking to get a new ownership group there, and that would pretty much say that their future in New Orleans is in question. In Sacramento, they're looking for a new arena, and California has some money issues as a state. So we had one person here, Ed Glasscock, who helped plan the building of our new arena here for the University of Louisville, label those two franchises as prospects. So who knows?
The idea of courting another NBA team wasn't disclosed or debated openly by the council. In fact, this expenditure was labeled as a, quote, national sports marketing plan for Freedom Hall, which was the home of the University of Louisville men's and women's basketball teams until this season. Is bringing an NBA team to town a popular idea in Louisville?
I think it would be. And you're right about the $60,000. This whole thing had a real sort of black ops, undercover of darkness feel to it. The Louisville Metro Council, our legislative body here in the city, entered into a grant agreement with the Fair Board, which operates both Freedom Hall and the new arena, which is called the KFC Yum Center.
The KFC Yum Center.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't come up with it. So this Fair Board manages both facilities, and the council entered into an agreement, a grant agreement with them, giving the Fair Board $60,000 for a national sports marketing campaign for Freedom Hall. But there is a lot of debate about whether or not Freedom Hall would be a suitable arena for an NBA franchise. It's a very old building. Doesn't have the luxury suites that an NBA team would be looking for, not enough concession stands and that sort of thing. So the feasibility of getting a team into Freedom Hall is pretty questionable.
The KFC Yum! Exclamation point Center is a new building, but I understand that the University of Louisville is demanding to get first dibs on game days for its men's and women's basketball teams playing in the arena.
Yeah, and it's even more complex than that. I mean, U of L has all of the revenue from that center locked down, all of the money from the suites, concessions, advertising, parking, all of that goes to U of L, and that includes non-U of L, you know, activities like concerts and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so to bring an NBA team in there, you'd have to rip up the lease with U of L and renegotiate the whole thing. The U of L did say in our story that they would be open to the idea, and they would be open to hearing what the NBA could do for the University of Louisville, but it would be a very complex, very difficult negotiation.
We spoke about previous attempts to bring an NBA team to Louisville. Did any of them even get close, or did they all sort of disintegrate before there was any progress?
I think a number of them were pretty close. The Hornets, in particular, and I believe the Grizzlies came pretty close to moving here. And, you know, there's a million ways for these deals to go south at the last second. And in each of the four instances, they did just that. Mr. Miller has told us that he thinks that there would be a letter of intent from his behemoth investor by the end of the year. And so if that happens, then we might be one step closer to reality. So I guess we'll see here in a few weeks just how real it is.
Dan, I'm curious about whether anybody has considered the terrible downside to this deal going through, which would be the possibility of Rick Pitino returning to the NBA as a head coach.
None of my sources really talked about that.
I don't know whether you're a betting man, but would you care to place odds on whether an NBA team, either one of the two that you mentioned or some expansion team in the near future, does end up in Louisville?
I'm not, but I can tell you that the vast majority of the sources that I talked to for the story didn't think that this was going to happen, that it was realistic at all. There's a great deal of skepticism about whether or not this thing is real or not.
Dan Kleppel writes about city government for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Dan, thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to leave a comment about something you heard on Only a Game, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.